Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Matanzi Mamweli is the Director General in the Department of Basic Education. Joins me on the line now. Matanzi Mamolo Budin, welcome to the show.
Morning, Brother Africa. Thank you for having me, and good morning to the listeners of the Cape Talk.
Before we talk about what presentations your department will be making to the National COVID-19 Command Council, it's week two of marking of matric exams. How's it going?
Well, yesterday during our briefing, we essentially looked at the week that was, which was the first week of marking, starting on the 4th of Jan. And we can say that it was a very a good takeoff, with the usual challenges of replacing markers who either declined because of various reasons. But we are now in full swing of marking, and things are going exceptionally well. I'm in province number 7. I started in the Western Cape on the 4th, on Monday. We went through the experience of the marking centers of the Western Cape, 11 of them. And after that, we then proceeded to the Eastern Cape, and we went through 18 of the Eastern Cape. And then we went to the Free State, 23 marking centers in the Free State, and then Northern Cape, 4 marking centers in the Northern Cape, and then Northwest, 17 yesterday. We finished the 25 marking centers of Gauteng. We are now in Limpopo. After that, is in Mpumalanga, rounding off with KZN with 28 marking centers.
In fact, it is in KZN where the teachers' unions are concerned, though, Matanzima, is it not, saying that some of the teachers are not adhering, I suppose, to protocols. Some of the centers, rather, are not adhering to protocols. Is your department addressing those concerns from the teachers' unions in KwaZulu-Natal?
We meet with teachers, 5 teacher unions in the sector every Saturday to also look at the week that was. We had a meeting last Saturday. Concerns that were raised were not in KZN, were in Limpopo. But rather in KZN, the unions acknowledged that some of the teachers went to the marking centers not well, like the teachers who tragically passed on at the Escort Marking Center. And then they also appreciated the fact that testing for COVID-19 in the Eastern Cape was made mandatory, but they also acknowledged that it was not possible to do that in all the 9 provinces. So we are running this process together with teacher unions, governing body associations, and professional bodies in the sector. We meet every Saturday to reflect, to guide on what needs to be done, to raise issues if there are any. But in the last meeting, the major issues were raised about Limpopo, which I'm looking forward to address from today, together with the head of the department and senior managers of Limpopo.
All right. The president yesterday during the family meeting saying that as schools and other educational institutions prepare to begin the new academic year, there is understandably concern about whether this is advisable in the midst of a second wave of infections. He said the National Coronavirus Command Council is dealing with this issue and will provide guidance on this matter in the coming days. In your briefing yesterday, you indicated that you will in fact be meeting with the Command Council, at least the department will, to present its plan to have the academic year starting as planned on the 25th of January for teachers, 27th of January for learners. What, I suppose, plans will you be presenting to the National Coronavirus Command Council later on today?
Well, Brother Africa, we're preparing the plan on the state of readiness for the reopening of schools, as we did when we went back to school after the lockdown. So we doing more or less what we were directed to do in preparing schools for going back after lockdown. So we have presented this plan to the portfolio committee in November last year. We've also presented it to other forums. And of course, there has been some development around the surge, the resurgence of the virus, and the notion of the you know, the second wave and other developments that are related to that, which we now have to factor in and in the plan that we are presenting today to the National Coronavirus Command Council. Will be presenting such a plan indicating our state of readiness for the reopening of schools, as you correctly pointed out, for the teachers and the school management team on the 25th, and then the learners on the 27th.
What is the ideal model, I suppose, given the fact that we are seeing an increase in numbers of COVID-19 infections reported on a daily basis in South Africa? While we're seeing that some provinces are stabilizing, there are some concerns around KwaZulu-Natal still. Western Cape is stabilizing, as they say, but those numbers are still high. And of course, Gauteng province is going to yet experience their peak in the coming weeks. Will it be a case of the full quotient of students coming to school on the first day on the 27th, and so it continues? Or are we going to see what we saw in the second half of 2020, where there are alternate weeks and alternate days for learners to come into schools?
Well, indeed, you are right. There are concerns. Concerns have been raised with us, particularly by Gauteng. And we must understand the reason why we see stability in the Eastern Cape and Western Cape. Those were the first provinces to experience the second wave, particularly the Eastern Cape, followed by Western Cape. And therefore, it's not surprising that you're seeing some stability there. And you're seeing a gradual increase in KZN, and almost a fast increase, so to speak, in Gauteng, understandably so, that now that they are starting to receive people from other provinces, some of those provinces would be provinces that experienced the second wave first, and people coming from hotspots and so on, but also receiving people from outside the country, countries that have gone on a hard lockdown, and therefore contributing to the caseload and the intensity of the second wave of Gauteng. Well, our plans were about bringing learners back as we closed, but running schools in a differentiated timetable manner, like alternating days and alternating weeks, at least for the first quarter for primary schools, and then for secondary schools, and then continue that way even in the second quarter, but for primary schools, considering to go to normal, given the available science and evidence around the impact of the virus, particularly to young children. Our research team, Africa, has done some work to analyze the data from the Department of Health, even during the second wave, to look at the hospitalization rate as well as the death rate. And the analysis that has been made, particularly for children who are much younger, around 6 years to about 13 years, there is no difference between the second wave and the first wave. There is a slight difference between you know, young people of the age of 14 up to 19, understandably so, because we now know that this new variant seems to be also affecting your young adults, and that's a matter that we are factoring into our plans. That's why we're thinking of, you know, for your 6 years to up to 13 years in the second quarter of the academic year, we could consider bringing all of them in, depending on what the NCCC will say, but also then keep the high school staggered so that we manage the infections, because that cohort of learners who are your young adults are also now affected by the new strain of the virus.
The plan you'll be presenting to the Command Council today, has that got the approval of the unions? As you said, you meet every Saturday with the unions. And does it have the approval of the Council of Educators?
No, we don't usually, you know, when we consult, we don't consult for getting an approval. We consult for considering inputs, for considering views of various stakeholders. But because it's a similar plan to the one that we used, as I said, when we went back to schooling after lockdown, there hasn't been consultation with broader stakeholder grouping. But we have received a request from the stakeholders that they would like to look at our latest state of readiness, and we'll be meeting with them also during the course of this week, if not most probably on Saturday when we meet.
All right. Matanzima, thank you very much. All the best in your time in Limpopo today. Matanzima Mweli, the Director General for the Department of Basic Education.